A challenge to Michigan's ban on same-sex marriage is coming to an end in federal court in Detroit. Arguments have ended, and we're now waiting for a ruling from federal Judge Bernard Friedman that is expected within the next 2 weeks. The case involves a lesbian couple from Oakland County and their adopted children. The women want legal joint custody of each other's children for purposes of inheritance, benefits, and guardianship should one of the parents die. But state law doesn't allow gay marriage because Michigan passed that constitutional amendment in 2004 that bans same-sex marriage. Oakland County Clerk Lisa Brown wants to issue marriage licenses to gay couples, and she joins us now. Welcome to Stateside, Lisa.
Thank you.
If Judge Friedman hands down a ruling that says Michigan's ban is unconstitutional, how quickly would you begin to issue marriage licenses?
Assuming that there is no stay, immediately. We're ready to go here. So we're just waiting for the word.
And what have you done when you say you're ready to go? What has that entailed?
Well, I drafted, along with the help of the state registrar's office, a gender-neutral marriage license and affidavit to marry. I'm waiting for final approval for those. I think he's waiting for the judge to make his decision before he gives that. But besides that, we're just ready to go. I can also officiate at marriages, so you know, my staff is well aware of the situation, and they just know that when we get a hearing, hopefully in support of the plaintiff, that you know, things will be a little different here, but better.
So we've already heard from the state attorney general's office, and they're saying they're going to appeal if the judge rules the ban unconstitutional. You say there could be some kind of an immediate stay. It's hard to know how quickly that could happen. So if you're planning to marry as many as you can, many same-sex couples as you can, will this confuse things, legally speaking?
You know, again, it all depends on whether there's a stay. And obviously, I won't be able to do anything if the judge grants a stay. But I think that people have been denied their equal protection of their rights for so long in this state that I think if there's the window where, and I think ultimately, you know, it's going to end up in the U.S. Supreme Court, and the U.S. Supreme Court will shut it down. I mean, why do people have to wait any longer to get equal protection of the law?
What would happen for the couples that, let's say there is a window before a state. We have to play what if.
Mm-hmm.
So my partner and I come in immediately and you marry us. Then comes a stay that says, hold off, you know, hit the hold button. Legally, where would I stand with my partner if we did indeed get married?
I believe your marriage would still stand because that would be what the law is right then and there.
Okay.
A stay wouldn't change what the law is. Right? It's just saying, well, we're going to wait to enforce what the repercussions are until there's a decision by a higher court.
All right. We will watch for this. I know we've got that couple of weeks waiting, and then I'm suspecting that if Judge Friedman hands down that ruling that overturns it, you're going to be a busy person.
I hope so. I know that I've heard from a number of people who have told me they're going to be first in line. So obviously not everyone could be first in line, but we know that there are people who are just waiting to be able to enjoy, you know, the fundamental right of being married.
Lisa Brown is the Oakland County Clerk. Lisa, thank you so much for talking with us.
Thank you.